Conversation 2. I'm really curious about how farms move water to fields. Do you happen to know anything about it?
Yes, you've asked the right person. Today, many small farms are still using treadle pumps.
Treadle pumps? How does it work?
Well, a treadle pump uses leg power to force water up from the ground. It is designed kind of like the engine in a car. Pistons move up and down inside cylinders to create suction force. With a treadle, this force pulls water from one place and moves it to another.
What does it look like?
There are many different designs for a treadle pump, but all have two cylinders. These can be made from long pipes. The surface of the sliding piece inside can be made of rubber or leather. A stick is attached to move the piece up and down. The piston must fit closely inside the pipe, but must also be able to move along its length.
It sounds complicated. Then how do people use it?
The easiest design is to use two long pieces of wood to stand on to operate the pistons. The operator stands above the pump and pushes down on one piston with one foot while the other piston rises. This movement is much like walking.
It's quite easy, isn't it?
You bet. These human-powered pumps can lift water several meters. They can pump water from underground supplies or lift water from rivers to higher ground.
Sounds powerful.
Not really. They do have limits. They cannot lift water from deep underground supplies. Also, treadle pumps lose about 10% of their power for every kilometer above sea level, so they are not effective in high mountain areas.
But it still works on small farms, doesn't it? Otherwise, it wouldn't be still in use today.
You're right. For many small farms, treadle pumps can increase production with less effort. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations says treadle pumps can help farmers improve crops and increase profits.
MC, question 1. Which of the following is not part of a treadle pump?
Question 2. Which of the following keeps the treadle pump working?
Question 3. Which of the following descriptions is true of the piston?
Question 4. What can a human-powered pump do, according to the speaker?
Question 5. Why are treadle pumps still in use on small farms today?